at exactly 8:21 brings us to that time where we have a little bit of empowered learning with a conversation always at around this time from our good people at NBFIRA. And I do believe I am being joined by Mayor Maya Montibang from NBFIRA. I'm also not sure, but we'll be getting confirmation if Mr. Sibulai is also going to be with her on the line on the conversation. Rakeith Sibulai. Good morning, Maya. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir. I'm okay.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. How are we doing this week?
Fine, thank you.
We are good.
Awesome stuff. Brings us back to that point where we get to do a bit of learning in terms of investment. And I do believe that this morning we're going to be just getting a grasp on general understanding of investments and the terms and conditions of investing. Which brings me to our very first question. What is, can you just give us a general overview of what investments and the purpose of investing is?
All right. The general understanding of investments. Many times people wonder if investment is necessary and why they should spend their money investing. I can just say that investment provides the investor with a financial security in the long term or in the long run. So if you are to invest while you are still in your early 20s, and you get your return, or you disinvest when you are in your 50s, your investment would have grown and would give you, or you can use it to do a lot of things in your old age. So in short, an investment can be defined as a way to generate wealth in the future, because assets purchased today will give you a profitable income in the long run. And then the earlier you invest, the more profit you will get out of your money. So Hansi, because these investments or the securities market is a complex market, but into investments, but prefer just to keep it in a savings account, because the risk is very, very low. It doesn't give you much return, but other investments in the securities market can beat that 2% or 0.5% return that you can get from your savings account. And then the purpose of investing is to get return on your investments. We have the short-term investment, long-term investment, and medium-term investment. So it depends what you want to invest for. And then commonly investing is just to accumulate wealth, to provide financial security, to improve your lifestyle as you go along. Because if you have something kept safely for future use, you are comfortably you are assured of a better life going forward. And then you can also decide to invest for your retirement. The houses so or retire over and above what you will get maybe from your pension fund, you have something saved on the side that will compensate for other things that happen in the market.
Ga ke gakologelwa sentle mo puisanong ya rona ya beke fetileng, ne ra buisana le gore gone go na le different types of places where you could invest yaka bo the securities markets jana. Can you maybe give us a brief background on the kind of terms and conditions for an investor ha se se a batla go beeletsa in the securities market?
All right, I'll ask Mr. Sibulai to attend to that one.
Okay, thank you very much, Sean. I think the first thing to start is you really need to understand what it is that you're signing up for or what it is that you are investing in. So one of the key points is to really do a lot of reading on the area or the type of investment that you is being proposed to yourself. Keep in mind that past performance of a certain asset type or asset class does not guarantee the performance in the future, because like we've said, asset classes of different types fluctuate during times. So if you're in a longer term investment instrument, you need to stay in it for a given time so that you can give it time to perform to your advantage. And then the one point we always stress is that never really sign or really invest under duress. So you shouldn't be in a rush thinking that the market is going to let you go. You can always enter the market and exit the market. So take your time, read, understand what the product that you're investing in, and be very, very careful about the terms and conditions that it comes with.
I think maybe sometimes we are driven into a state of panic by, you know, maybe sometimes you're talking to your broker and there's no better time, or somebody's trying to sell you on the no better time to grab this than right now. And I think maybe that's where the challenge comes sometimes, in people being a bit pressurized to sign. But what kind of challenges would you face, or potential challenges that you might face if you signed up without properly understanding what you are signing?
Okay. I think from the point of, if you don't really understand the instrument that you've signed in, you'll now have a misalignment between your investment duration and the duration of performance of the actual investment. So you'll find that maybe you are expecting your return in the next 5 years, but the instrument is only gonna start bearing fruit in about 10 years. So you'll end up talking to your broker, coming back earlier to your broker, requesting for your funds back. And that'll cause a hefty penalty, because you have to understand, if you invest in an instrument that is for the longer term, and then you sort of cut the investment period, you're going to attract losses from the instrument and penalties from your broker.
And seeing obviously that we're talking about you know, putting away your money for a rainy day, or hopefully, you know, generate a return on your investment, what are the basic things that we maybe need to have appreciated before we start investing, or understand, what are the things that we need to understand before we start making our investments?
Okay, I would say that the first thing, like Keith was just saying, is to understand the product that you are buying. They have a like we said last week, a prospectus e leng gore e tla go tlhalosetsa gore o reka product e go temang e na le dikgwetlho tse dintseng jang, a wena o ka kgona dikgwetlho tsa teng. So ga o le gore ga o tlhaloganye, tsa pampiri o tsamaye ka eno kwa lapeng, o tle o botse kwa lapeng ba go tlhalosetse gore nyame e mo o ka go kgona, mo ga o ka kwa go kgona. Because once you have put down your signature, you have given over your rights to the person who's going to get your money, to say you can invest for me as per the agreement, but you did not understand the agreement. So if that, now the agreement says you can only get your money after 10 years, and when are you thinking you are investing for 5 years, it means that your understanding is not the same understanding as the person who sold you the product. So the best thing for you to do is to make sure that you understand what you are buying, what you've bought, and understand the type of market that you've entered. Because if you don't understand the market, the moment you hear there's a problem, maybe in the retail space, you are going to want to get out of that investment, not knowing that it's a short-term problem that will soon be over, and then the sector will also pick up. So the best thing to do is to understand the market and to keep inquiring about your product. If you don't have much information, you are bound to make wrong decisions about your investment.
Okay, maybe I can just add on to that. I think what, as an investor, you really need to be aware of, and we talked about this in our other interview, is your risk appetite. Your risk appetite really guides you where you can invest and for how long. Because, for example, if you know that you have a child that you want to maybe raise funds for their university fees, and they're only still in primary school right now, you now know that there's a longer period of a window, investment window. So that will show you the kind of investments that you can go into. So therefore, you will not need to withdraw or redeem any of that money before your child has started university.
Yes. I also, you know, remember last week when we spoke, I think it was on Friday, we spoke a little bit about doing some due diligence. And I thought maybe we could refresh the minds of our potential investors out there. What exactly or how exactly we could maybe conduct due diligence in terms of choosing the kind of investments we want to put our money in?
I think from a due diligence point of view, we need to start with the service provider.
Yeah.
Ensure that your service provider is duly licensed with your regulator, which is IndiFura. Ensure that every time you do visit them, ensure that they present to you our license, which should be up to date. And from a due diligence point of view, also make sure that anything that they present to you and you do not understand, they fully explain to you to your satisfaction. And
yes.
Do not be pressured to sign into anything that you do not understand.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we've come to the towards the end of our conversation. I just wanted to check if there were any last-minute tips that you might want to share with our potential investors when it comes to understanding in terms of investing, the terms and conditions of investing.
Erra, like Keith was just saying about the license, I want to emphasize that a provider who shows you or tells you that they are licensed with a foreign regulator is not qualified to sell their products in Botswana. Even if they are licensed outside, they should still hold a license along what has been issued by NBFIRA. Therefore, they shouldn't just say we are licensed mainly in South Africa or in Kenya or wherever without showing you a license in Botswana, because the rules that apply to that license from a foreign regulator do not apply to Botswana.
On the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. I don't know how far they went with that.
Okay. For that one, the person who's buying for you must have a license to buy for you that product.
Yeah.
Another question that I want to alert the investors about is that they should make sure that they get regular updates from their service providers. They should get annual reports or quarterly reports and financial projections, if there are any. Got any report that the provider has to give, they must make sure that they receive it. If it's through the post, make sure they check their post. If it's not there, inquire, what about my quarterly reports or my annual reports? Because that's the only way you can get as much information as possible about where you are invested. And also it will help you to keep track of how far your investment has grown or not grown. So you can't just sit for 5 years not knowing that I've put 10,000 and I don't know how much it is today on the fourth year and I'm expecting to get it next year, not knowing the amount.
And maybe to further that, there's a very strong correlation between what happens on the news and performance of financial instruments. So it's a good thing that as an investor, you should really, really read newspapers, watch the news, especially the business section where most people usually skip and flip through, because it's not as interesting as maybe the other sections of a newspaper. But if you're going to be an investor, those are the sections that you really, really concentrate on a weekly basis, because they will show you where your investment might likely be performing towards.
Men Dubang and Mr. Sibolai, let me take this time to thank you so, so much and appreciate the goals that you've been sharing with us, and maybe open it up for you to possibly give us maybe contacts or places where we could go if you've got any further questions or comments on the interesting conversation that we've been having this morning.
Okay. We have the NBFIRA website, which is www.nbfira.org.bw. Our telephone number is 368-6100. And then we also have an email address that you can inquire from at info@nbfira.org.bw.
Thank you so much, guys. It's always a pleasure having a conversation and learning about investing and what are the things to look out for as an investor or a potential investor. I definitely do believe our listeners and your clients will definitely be in touch with some more follow-up questions. In fact, in case we didn't maybe touch on those areas and they have burning questions to follow up. So thank you so much. I can't wait for the next installment.
Thank you very much.
Awesome stuff. That was the good people out at the NBC.